Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our review series examines books, movies, music, and other media in the light of God's truth. We pray that it will be eye-opening, instructional, and beneficial for your daily walk with Christ. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. You're here for our review segment as we consider the song Trust in You by Lauren Daigle. We'll be reviewing this song using the ABCs that we've laid out for you and considering again how this applies to our lives, whether it is applicable, and whether it focuses on Christ. Once again, with me, I have Pastor Neil Radical joining us for this review. How are you, Neil?
Good. I'm looking forward to digging in some songs here.
Good. Well, let's get right into it. Let's listen to the song and let our listeners hear what she has to say in this song.
Sounds good.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need
All right, so there's the song, Trust in You. What are your thoughts on how appropriate the song is to the average Christian?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it's definitely a nice, comforting, confident song that you listen to. I really think it could be looked at two different ways. A lot of times when you look through the lyrics, there's so many I's, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on, I wish I could walk through when you don't give me answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust. And I try to win this war, I confess, I need your rest, I want you, Lord, nothing else, I need you to move. You know, as you're looking at that, a lot of times people say, well, it's so focused on the individual. But what I like is that it is showing the weakness of the individual, because it's all reflective in the fact that I need the Lord. It's not looking at the own person's inward strength. And, you know, and in the chorus, too, it definitely points that out. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation. It's the rock on which I stand. So there's a lot of good passage hints there, the Psalms and the rock of Christ there as well. So that's my feeling of the appropriateness of the song. Yeah, it's definitely going to apply to the individual Christian who is looking to the Lord for strength. How about you? What do you think?
Throughout the verses and the chorus, the song does seem to have a lot of emphasis on the fact that we are incapable of doing this on our own. And sometimes we have these goals or these dreams that we want to apply in our life, and we recognize from a biblical standpoint, we don't have the power to really accomplish those things. And throughout the song, she emphasizes, Lord, you're the one who has to come, and whether this is what I want or not, I want your will to be done. It's sort of reminiscent in a way of what Jesus says to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Any thoughts on the biblical aspect of this song, Neil?
Well, you just mentioned, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, your will be done. So I think the one I went through here, I think, personally, I feel like I see a lot of scriptural verses. You could, if you were to write down a scripture reference that this is referring to in each one of those, you know, you talk about moving the mountains. I think of Psalm 121, you know, my eyes look to the hills where my help comes from. You know, help comes from the Lord. He will not let your foot to be moved. And so the whole idea, you talk about the Lord's presence in your life and the need for the Lord to be there is definitely something I see throughout this song. What are your thoughts with the biblical aspects?
Well, let's take a look at that chorus. When you don't move the mountains, I am needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust in you. You know, there are a lot of things, a lot of goals that we want to be in control of. And as you mentioned, Psalm 121, there are a lot of places throughout the Psalms in particular where the psalmist says, you know what, I don't know what the future holds. And Lord, I'm going to place my confidence in you. And I think that's very refreshing in this song, that we're saying, I'm not in control. That's one of the biggest problems that we have as human beings, is to think, I'm the one that's got to fix my destiny. I've got to bring my destiny about. And we can't, not when it comes to the spiritual depravity of sin. We've got to trust in God for our tomorrows. And that's true in a spiritual sense, but it's also true in a daily sense, every day of our life in a physical sense.
Well, I love it too, because it's referring to the miracles of God. When you don't part the waters, you know, the whole point is that, you know, I know that's metaphorical and kind of, you know, it's symbolic, but the whole idea there is it's referring to something God has done. He's done miraculous things in the past. Well, when God doesn't do a miracle in my life when I'm asking him to, it doesn't mean that I can't trust in him. It doesn't mean he doesn't have a plan. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God. So it's like, I like the fact that it's really pointing to the fact that, look, God's not going to answer every one of our prayers the way we want him to. He's going to say no a lot. He's going to, it's going to seem like he's not answering, but yet we can still be confident in his divine will. You know, later on, you know, as we're looking through this, I should let you comment on the chorus a little bit more here too, but you know, down below it talks about your ways are always higher, your plans are always good. I think of Isaiah 55. So many great verses that talk about, you know, his ways being higher than our ways, his thoughts, his plans, way better than our own. And so I like that, those confident thoughts of our Lord's wisdom being so much above our own.
So as we've considered this song so far, This seems to have quite a few references in particular to the way in which God is described in the Old Testament. You mentioned the mighty mountain, the strong, the refuge, the firm foundation, the rock. Those are all pictures that we see throughout the Psalms. So we can see that this has a biblical foundation. Let's move on to C, which is whether or not it's distinctly Christian. Does it emphasize Christ? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it hints in the first verse, I confess my hands are weary, I need your rest. You know, a confession, you know, is that a confession of sin? You know, then it goes to the next line, mighty warrior, king of the fight. It's almost like it's referring to King of Kings there, but it doesn't. It hints at the Savior without saying it. Again, I don't think that every song actually has to say Jesus or Christ to be referring to Jesus. Down there in the second verse, truth is you know what tomorrow brings. And then she goes on to say, I want what you want, Lord, and nothing else. You know, so there's a hint again, there's like a lot of other songs we looked at, you know, Lord, God, there's only one really hint there, but again, Lord can be referring to a lot of different gods there. I think the rest of the verses kind of really speak to the other biblical parts, but I would have to say it doesn't really emphasize Christ particularly. You know, you wouldn't come away thinking, well, she's absolutely talking about Jesus there. I don't think I'd be able to say that 100%. You ask her, I'm sure she'd say yeah, but it'd be hard to say that.
Let's talk about that for just a minute, because okay. I think that's kind of an important discussion to have when it comes to contemporary Christian music. It seems like if you were to talk to all of these artists, these singer-songwriters, and you were to ask them, who is this song about, they're going to tell you what?
Absolutely Jesus.
Yeah, they're going to say it's about Jesus. So the next question, if I'm a reporter and I'm doing an interview with them, is, so why didn't you mention him? So why do you think it is that a lot of these contemporary Christian writers don't specifically... Now, I want to keep in mind what you just said. I don't think we always have to reference Jesus, but it seems like there's a predominance in the music as a whole that has a hesitancy. Is it a hesitancy, or is it just a lack of need to actually say Jesus or to mention God specifically? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, a number of them. You know, I write my own music. I know in some ways... lyrically or poetically, sometimes it's hard to fit Christ in there or Jesus. I'm not saying it's impossible, it just sometimes doesn't fit the flow of thought the way you would normally want it to. It's awkward, not because of an embarrassment or being ashamed, but it's awkward lyrically. That shouldn't be a reason not to put the Savior's name in it, obviously. But I think the other side to it is that maybe some of these artists too, they could be possibly, now I'm not saying Lauren Daigle is doing this, but you know, they're kind of toying a lot line between being in the secular radio and also Christian radio. They have their kind of feet in both pools, so to speak, and there may be some ways that they're trying to do both at the same time. I'm not sure. I know there has been some that have done that. I don't believe that she's trying to do that, but that could be a concern.
So in essence then, because the name of Jesus isn't specifically mentioned, if it is sort of general, then you kind of play to two different crowds. Or you could possibly play to two different crowds. Because the Christians who are listening to the song, they automatically understand who it is that you're talking about. But a non-Christian can sing this song without too much hesitancy because it doesn't specifically mention Jesus. They can kind of read into it their own thing, or
yeah,
kind of come with their own understanding.
I mean, this could be a love song, really, when you think about it. I would trust in my loved one. I would trust in the person who's been there for me, my parent or my spouse, you know. Or, you know, that may be a little bit of a stretch because she does use the word Lord, but
right.
It doesn't necessarily apply to this song. But it's important to consider when you're listening to songs like this, what is the emphasis on? Which I think we made it pretty clear that she's definitely emphasizing the Lord here, because of the biblical passages, find strength and comfort outside of yourself. And then the Lord, his ways are higher than our own.
Well, I think that she does a nice job in that second part of the first verse, too, to emphasize the fact that, and I appreciate this in contemporary Christian music, or this song out of contemporary Christian music, that she emphasizes, I can't do this. Because so often in contemporary Christian music, it's all about what I can do. It's about what my duty, what my job is. And she says, I can't do this. I've got to trust in you. So for me at least, that was a refreshing thing to see, that she's emphasizing the fact that, Lord, I'm coming to you. I am powerless. I cannot do this on my own. I need your help. And so I was glad to see that in in this song. Any thoughts? Why don't you give me your grade on this song?
Well, the grade as far as style goes of the song itself, my opinion, I do like this song personally. I really like the guitarist harmonics there. That's a pretty neat thing. You know, he's got that riff over the top. If you watch it online, you can see it right away. So I like the style of the song. As far as appropriateness of in a worship service, I would definitely see this one over a lot of other contemporary songs. I think this would be fitting if you're preaching on a particular psalm that fits with, as we mentioned, 121 earlier. There's a lot of other ones that this would follow up to that, a psalm like that, very well, especially if you're emphasizing Christ in that psalm, which you normally would. This would be a good follow-up to that as well. So I could see this one being played in an appropriate service where, you know, the rest of the context of the service is definitely geared towards this. Again, there's no doubt who this is emphasizing in any way, shape, or form. And again, like you said, appropriately put in context. Overall, I would say, as far as the style and approach goes, I would again say of the music song itself, I would definitely say it's probably a B+, in my opinion. Something I would listen to, enjoy listening to. Her voice is unique. As far as the content of the song goes, I would probably say it's in the B- range. You know, I would like to see a little more emphasis on specifying who this is, but again, it does hint at Lord. It does hint a lot at about what the Bible promotes as far as who our Almighty God is from the Bible. So I don't know if you had any different thoughts on that and what your grade would be.
No, that was pretty close for me too. I think one of the unique lyrical features of Lauren Daigle that comes out so clearly in this song is that she doesn't do musically what you would expect her to do, and that kind of keeps you tied into the music, because a lot of times you think, oh, that note's going to go down, and she goes up instead. So she has a very unique style and way of bringing that in. And so that's kind of a neat thing in listening to her. She has a beautiful and a very unique voice as well, which also draws you in into the music, a little bit of a southern style, which is very well done also. And as far as the content of the song itself, I was thinking right there as at a B, B minus as well, that again, it's better than some of the things that we've seen. Still, it could have gotten a little bit more specific than what it did. But a good song all the way around.
Yeah, I think my last comment would be, one of the things that I really appreciate about this is that you don't find the typical Lutheran hymns, you're more conservative type. Again, and even in those hymns, I think it's good to mention that you don't always see the name Jesus mentioned either.
Right.
You know, more often you do, but sometimes you don't. What I do like about this is that it's got a really good emphasis of repetition. You'll go away thinking, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. It's like you need the Spirit's reminder that, hey, I need to trust in the Lord. It's that constant, like, the repetition that we need to have the Lord give to us. No, you're right, Lord, I can trust in you because of all these different verses and phrases and passages. I will trust. I'm going to be confident, Lord, even when I'm not. And so that's the one thing I really do like about this song.
Well, thanks again for joining us on Burden and Blessing. We hope that you have benefited from the review segment of our podcast. And again, keep applying those ABCs to the music that you listen to. We hope that you'll join us again next time. Lord keep you. We invite you to join us every week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we will continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as the one and only Savior for sinners. Until next week, take comfort in the fact that God is your rock, ever-present help in trouble.